Roger and JP.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, Roger and JP from BAB on Long Island. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Good, thank
you.
Hey, thanks for taking the time. Gosh, it's been a century since I've been out there. You guys weren't born yet.
It's been that long,
probably wasn't born, but he probably was.
Yeah, I'm older than you think. Hey, it's good to hear from you. We hear you're doing a thing in Patchogue, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty wild. You know, with the Gateway Theater in Belport, which is just like this legendary Equity show house, and it's just been great. So they asked me to go do this like this legendary play as well, and I went whoa. And then they brought it over to the Patchogue Theater, which is as you know, completely renovated and gorgeous.
We're just gonna
rip it up.
We do a big comedy show every year there, and
that's a great.
It's
theater.
Such a great venue, man.
Love it.
The Allens, who, you know, of course, own the Gateway, Paul Allen renovated that whole thing. That's been around since 1924. That's when I was born, actually.
I got a question about that. Did you had married, she was, like, your second wife was real, like, the babysitter or something, right? Do I remember
well,
you? Do I remember
you know
hearing
what?
That right?
You know what? It was. She. It wasn't like it sounded, but to answer your question, yes.
It just didn't. It just wasn't that bad.
Now, you,
no,
you,
it wasn't. It wasn't like she was a babysitter. It was like she. I hadn't seen her a couple of years. Then, yeah, yeah. So we. I did. And she, but she was at one time. Me and Robin Williams. We got that same kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
How did but no more, right?
No, man. No, it's been such a crazy. You know, last few years, right now, guys, I mean, I'm a single dad, full custody father, so I have custody of the kids, so one of the things coming out to do Scoundrels out here at the Gateway, I said, I got kids, man. I said, what do I do? So the Allens are so family friendly, and it's such a beautiful, tranquil spot here that I brought my son with me, and my girls are coming out, and it's just been great. But yeah, I'm like I'm the Anthony Quinn of New Jersey. I have a child at every exit.
Would you ever, having done it twice, having been with somebody your own like around your own age and then real young, would you ever do it again?
No, I don't think so, man. You know what? I'm a father. I'm like a dad savant. You know, I really, really am proud to be a dad. It's what I live for my children. But I don't think I can't hold on to whatever else it takes, man. I don't know what it is, but you never say never. You never say never, but right now it was a crazy ride, and you always have to respect the mother of the children. So that's what I'm doing here. But boy, I did write.
You gotta curse.
Tell you this.
But Joe, don't you curse every when you write that check every month? You curse them. You do, right? You have. Don't say you don't, because you have to.
No, you know what? What am I going to tell you? You're not supposed to say anything about it like that, you know. So, on stage, guys, I have got literally. I mean, to your point, I've got about a half hour of material. I really got about a half hour of material that I could just go on and on and on about. But you just don't. And I stop right there because you know that's you're not supposed to do that. But yeah, the material is there. And do you want to say it? Oh, baby.
Joe, biggest sure highlight of your career.
You know what? That's a great question, geez, because it's been, you know, sometimes I look back at all the things and opportunities that I've had. I think working maybe the Montreal International Jazz Festival, I mean, on a serious note, because, you know, I started doing this whole, we do this whole Frank Sinatra tribute thing. It's got the comedy, it's got all the music. We talk about it at Saturday Night Live, but we go with the cats, we go with the music guys. See, I could call them cats because they work with music stuff,
yeah.
You know? You know what I mean?
That's cool.
So these guys are great. And so I'm backstage in Montreal. We're about to play the jazz festival. And then they announce, and the musicians take the stage. And, you know, it's real like civil up there in Canada, especially in the jazz community. And they applaud them. My conductor walks out. They applaud. And then I hear the voiceover. Here it is. I hear, Les chitons se bêtent, les chitons se bêtent, Joe Biscuit-Ball. Like, you know, it's so gone. I'm going, whoa, man. I walk on stage. And it was like a true music thing. And it was like, wow, I accidentally reinvented myself in this whole show.
That's cool.
So that to me had to be truly, I mean, working with Eddie Murphy. I mean, oh my God, I got to work with Jerry Lewis, Don Rickles. I got to work with, hanging out with Frank Sinatra. Come on.
That's great.
It was the old man. And a thrill for me, I'm looking forward to October 11th. Watch this slide plug. Is at the Tillis Center out here with conductor Lou Penaculli and the Nassau Symphony. So we're doing a whole big Frank Sinatra set on October 11th.
Wow.
I'm excited. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't do that. I just put my seatbelt on and go for the ride. You know what I'm saying?
Does Sinatra's son get pissed about it, or is he cool?
No, he's my friend, Frank Jr. By the way, a great musician in his own right.
Okay.
This guy is sensational. We just worked on Mr. S's birthday on December 12th this past year in Atlantic City. He was down there, and he puts on a spectacular show. He uses the whole big orchestra, and he's great. And Nancy and Tina are great, because to me, the Sinatra family is like royalty. They really are. And you have to respect that. And I always, because the old man, as we affectionately refer to Mr. S, he was, he was so nice to me, man, you know? Hey, Giuseppe, hey, Joe, baby, like that, you know? I was never in the inner, God never got in the inner circle, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he never got me broads. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like that. but he was just, it was really a very special thing. So when I go out and I do it with the utmost respect.
Sure.
You know what, though? He may not have got your broads, but he probably gave you a high five for the babysitter.
You know what? You guys bet he loved her. He loved her. Like, hey, come here, let's get a picture. Yeah, you know, so it's been a while, right? But then to be able to do a show like this, to do Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, with these guys are like Broadway. It's like Broadway out here. I'm telling you. And you know, you guys know me. I can tell you guys get it. You got it. So you got to figure me within this really well-written, very smart and clever Broadway production with talent that just will knock your socks off. Worth the price of admission alone, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast. Because anything can happen. I mean, I'm going to be true to the play, certainly true to the actors.
Sure,
but
sure.
They have anchored us. I mean, the Allen family really anchored us with, you know what, guys, you'll watch me, the Pat Chalk, and I'm going to have fun. It's going to be silly. Anything can happen. But around me are the most talented people that you will see. A lot of young guys that you'll see on Broadway 6 months, a year from now, you know?
Nice. Hey, one question for you. Have you ever had... We did a bit this morning. We were playing a game. We called it just Hollywood Morons because I found an article about, movies where somebody passed on a huge role on a movie that ended up being huge.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any of those mistakes in your career that maybe you passed on something or just time-wise you couldn't do something that ended up being like...
A big role that
gigantic.
You regret missing?
No, they never asked. I never got there.
But you do realize you were in one of the greatest movies of all time.
What, Johnny Dangerously?
Absolutely.
Yep.
One of the greatest movies of all time. That movie does not get anywhere near the respect it deserves.
You know what? Yeah, you guys are too much. Listen, when it opens marginally. It doesn't do well. It does okay, just okay. But so now I saw 20 something. I'm on stage and people are going once. Hey Joe, my mother did that to me once.
Once.
You know, is that wild? It's wild. They don't go away now. Some of the movies. There was a film I did with my dear friend and great actor Cheat Williams, where we died and came back to life, and unfortunately, that's what happened to the film.
Yeah.
Because it goes on and on and on. And some of these films, they'll just be internationally. And then the one, you know, what's the one thing that lived forever was that Star Trek episode I did with Brent Spiner with Data.
Okay.
I did a guest shot on Star Trek.
Really?
I swear, I'm in Mexico somewhere, and the customs guys, I'm going through customs, Star Trek. You know, it was like, they know everything, you know?
Wow, I didn't know you did that either.
Oh, pretty wild.
That's cool. Hey, listen, it's good talking to you, and good luck with the run of Patchogue. I hope you have a great time. It sounds like you're having a great time doing it.
You know what? It is, and again, the cast is spectacular. We invite everybody to come to the Patchogue Theater. We open tomorrow night. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, a great script, great band, great music, great direction. I mean, the gateway. you guys out in Long Island should be so proud to have a
community
organization like this. So I come here with great respect, but you know, come on out, man. We're just going to rip it up.
Hey, good luck, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the time.
Joe Piscopo, everybody. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys. Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye. Roger and JP.